Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I hope you all enjoyed the extra hour of sleep like I did. Oh, everything's back to the way it should be until March. Oh, well, we are gathered here today so that we can be in worship. And today we get to celebrate All Saints Sunday. Today, when we remember those who have passed before us, those who are joining us, those in the future, those right now. Today, we celebrate the saints, and I'm so glad that you're here. Also today, after second service, we're inviting you all to come back so that we can join together in a fall fellowship dinner. Right? A chance to eat and have conversations, you know, things Lutherans do all the time. All right. So I hope that some of you will be able to join us. Come back. There will be pork. There will be mashed potatoes. There will be beans. There will be side dishes if you wish to bring one of those. There will be desserts if you wish to bring one of those. But I hope that you will be able to join us as we celebrate each other as part of God's saints. We've gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song. It is Children of God. Let us rise and sing together.
Praise to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our King. To Him we will sing. In His great mercy, He has given us life.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We've gathered today to celebrate All Saints, and so we pray. O eternal Lord God, we, your children, lift grateful hearts to you for our brothers and sisters in the household of faith, for Abraham, the father of the faithful, for the patriarchs who succeeded him in faith, for Moses, who under your direction led your people to freedom and gave them your law. For the prophets to whom your word came. For David, the first singer of your praises. For those who gave their lives to preserve your law. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel. For Jesus Christ, your word in person. Mediator of the new covenant. Savior of humanity. King of saints. For the first disciples who left all to follow Jesus. For the apostles who in obedience to him carried the gospel to many lands. For your faithful servant Paul, who so richly experienced the grace of the risen Lord and interpreted it to the nations. For the evangelists who recorded the apostles' memories of their Lord and their own faith in him. For the reformers, Martin, Johannes, Philip, and all those who brought the good news of your grace to us all. For the messengers known and unknown who brought the good news to our own country. For all who have gone to the ends of the earth to share your love in Christ Jesus. Praise be to you, O God, and to the Christ. For your baptized daughters and sons of every time who have filled your creation with love and care. Especially those who have been baptized here this year and made saints as well as your children. We pray for Evelyn Eleanora Lee. Grayson Chase Sturgill. Leonard Tyler Martin. Reagan Eve Goffney. Praise be to you, our Father in heaven, for the noble army of martyrs who face death for love of you and in your power, for the saints in every age who reflected you in their lives and ever since, who stood fast in the faith and worked the works of love, and for the sweet succession of quiet and gracious souls whose presence has sweetened and sanctified the world and this place. Today we pray especially for those lost in this past year, including DeLoss Ike. Margaret Gephardt. Jack Roth. Jim Donaldson. Maxine Byler. John Heckler. Betsy Clark. Teresa Fultz. Emma Jean Reinhardt. Gail Shively. Ted Cook. Alice Wilson. Norma Schlageter. And for these, your gathered people, whom you have blessed and forgiven, whom you have called and enlightened, and whom you have made saints, for the mighty company of every race and nation who worship in your presence, praise be to you, O King of Saints. God of love and favor, empower us to remain faithful in all we do, and inspire us to proclaim the salvation of Jesus Christ. Continue to be with this congregation and the many people who make its ministry happen. Help us to find new and appropriate ways to live your vision as our mission. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson is from the 7th chapter of Daniel. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts come up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Ephesians, the first chapter. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you, as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Is it really? All of them? Really? And of course the answer is yes. All Saints Sunday is the name of this day, and so we are celebrating all of God's saints. All of them. So then the question arises, what is a saint? What makes a saint? If we're supposed to celebrate them, shouldn't we know? Was I supposed to read every one of these names that are written here on this table? What's going on? But of course, when you ask a question like, what is a saint? There are different answers to that question, right? To some, saints are people of special blessedness. People whom God has used to perform miracles, convert entire villages, or to just stand bravely in an arena as the wild beasts or the gladiators come. These people of special blessedness are recognized by others and nominated for sainthood. After an extensive process, these people, some of them, are recognized as such and they are canonized as saints. In recent years, Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa have both been canonized as saints. That's one way to answer. For others, the title goes to those in the New Testament who knew and proclaimed Jesus. Saint John, for instance, since we're Saint John's Lutheran Church. Or Saints Peter, or Paul, or any of the evangelists up there. They're the people who knew and proclaimed Jesus. So it's not Saint Abraham from the Old Testament, right? It is those who knew Jesus. And then there are still others, and this includes me, who believe that saints are the people who are blessed by God every single day. We are the saints. Our grandparents are saints. Our grandchildren are saints. The people down the road, the people around the world, we are all saints. And so today, we celebrate them all. Now, truth be told, as a good card-carrying Lutheran, I also have to remind us that we are also all sinners. We're human, and it is our condition as humans to be sinful and rebellious. We are loved by God regardless, named and claimed at the font and blessed by God, and thus we are saints. We are descendants of Adam and Eve, and thus sinful, but we are children of God, and thus saints. And so in the love of Jesus, we have been woven into the communion of saints. So today we celebrate all of us, all of those who have gone before us, all of those who will come after us, all of those around us now, all of us and all of them. In Ephesians today, Paul reminds us of this amazing truth when he tells us that in Christ we have obtained an inheritance and have been marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This happens at the font. When God makes us part of the family, when God writes us into the story of salvation and marks us with the Holy Spirit and the cross of Christ forever, in that moment we become saints. And no matter how bleak and dark the world looks around us, no matter how bleak and dark we make the world, Daniel reminds us that God's blessings are still real and true, and that the holy ones of the Most High possess the kingdom forever. God's love is stronger than anything, and the light of Christ shines bright, and darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus teaches us today that even when the world mislabels us, even when the world looks down on us, God is still in charge with blessings and then even with caution and warnings. You see, the Beatitudes in Luke are different than the ones in Matthew. Now, Luke 2 speaks of God's blessings and God's presence to the ones who seem condemned by the world around us. Jesus is telling them and all of us that to be poor or hungry, to be mourning or sad, is not a sign of God's punishment, because God is with you even in those moments. But Jesus also tells those of us who are okay now, those of us who are laughing and happy, who have food in the cupboards, that we need to be careful. This is what's different in Luke. Jesus is telling us to be careful, because if we think that we have anything because we are good and wonderful, we're handsome and fine, then we are moving away from God. We who have been blessed to be a blessing. We who are part of the communion of saints, which I remind is all of us, are blessed so that we can bless the other saints, which of course is everyone around us. When we need the blessing, it comes. When we have the blessing, we get to share it. That's the way God's love works. And so today we celebrate all kinds of saints, like Saint Perpetua, who I first read about while in college. In the early parts of the second century AD, maybe 80 years after Jesus' ministry, Perpetua, along with her handmaiden Felicitas, were arrested for believing in Jesus. They were held and imprisoned until a great gladiatorial game to celebrate the emperor was being held. They were sometimes beaten, sometimes tortured, but all the time proclaiming God's love. And when the games came, they were trapped in a net and had wild cattle loosed to trample over them. And when the crowds finally got bored of their pain, gladiators came and finished the job. But both Perpetua and Felicitas praised God even to the very end. And we celebrate the saints. We celebrate Saint Augustine, who is the son of a merchant and a believing mother. His mother, Saint Monica, brought him up in the faith, but he fell out of his faith when he went to university. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? For years, he lived what they politely call dissolute living, but returned to the faith returned to North Africa, became a priest. He founded a monastic community of which Martin Luther was part. He was named Bishop of Hippo in North Africa. Augustine was a prolific author, an astute defender of the faith, and one of the saints that we can celebrate today. We celebrate Saint Pearl, who when I met her was 97 years old, still living at home and decorating for Christmas. At 99, she fell and broke her hip, which meant that she had to move to a senior facility because the two steps into her kitchen were just too much for her. At her 100th birthday, she was surrounded by children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all of the friends that she had made in her new home, as well as sisters and brothers from the congregation she had been part of, some of whom had had Pearl as a Sunday school teacher 50 years earlier. Pearl finally went to her Lord at 104 years old. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate Saint Howard, whose impish grin and love of hugs made friends throughout all the congregation and wherever it is that he went. He loved to play dartball. He loved his wife and his children. He loved to play jokes on people and bring joy into lives. As he got older, he was saddened as his health kept him from helping and doing the things that he loved to do. But his smile and his grin worked wonders. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate Saint Maureen, who as a 9-year-old walked herself to Sunday school. Her family lived in the neighborhood and she had been sent to vacation Bible school the summer before and she had had all kinds of fun. So she walked herself to Sunday school that school year and she stayed for the late service, sitting 3 rows from the front on the organ side. Many people whispered and wondered who she was. Eventually, they introduced themselves and were greeting her on their way up to communion. When she and the other fourth graders that year got their first communion, she was surrounded by this new family of faith who celebrated with her. Unfortunately, Maureen's family moved away that next summer, and everyone at late service missed her. We celebrate the saints. We celebrate St. Calvin, who had really enjoyed confirmation class and the youth group stuff that he could be at, but he really loved science. And he was being told by all of his science friends that God isn't real and that faith is for suckers. He sees that same sentiment on TV and on the internet, but Calvin still believes. He still tries to get to church when he can, but he's really worried about what's going to happen when he gets to college next year. And we remember and we celebrate the saints, all of them. We celebrate them all, even us. We celebrate all of God's people around us, those who are in good straits and those who are in dire straits, those who are celebrating and sharing their faith and those who are still trying to figure out what this love of God is all about. We celebrate the saints. You see, we see God's blessing in creation. We see God's blessings at font and at table. We see God's blessings from the sisters and brothers, neighbors and others all around us. We see God's blessings when we are sinful, helping us to repent. We see God's blessings when we are following Christ and living God's dream. And so today, we celebrate them all and we share God's love so that more and more and more people may realize that they too are in the communion, are part of the saints, all of them and all of us. Amen. So let us then, in celebration of that moment when we became God's children and saints, confess together our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United with your saints across time and place, we pray for our shared world. Holy One, your church rests on the faithful who came before us. Give bishops, pastors, deacons, and lay leaders the will to carry the church forward and discern your will for the future. Lord, in your mercy, Holy One, the earth is yours and all that dwells within it. Care for places ravaged by natural disasters, quell raging fires, and halt destruction caused by flooding. Lord, in your mercy, Holy One, you raise up leaders to guide your people. Kindle in them a passion to care for others, a desire to seek the common good, and the courage to love their enemies. Lord, in your mercy, Holy One, you bless those who are poor, hungry, and reviled. Provide food, housing, and security to all who are vulnerable or in crisis. May those who have more than enough give generously. Lord, in your mercy, Holy One and compassionate God, we pray for those who need your healing presence. Bless all who suffer illness and disease, who struggle with injury and accident. We pray especially for Sharon, Fran, Janet, Carol, Jack, John, Brenda, and Rhonda. May the hope-filled presence of Christ rest upon them and all. Lord, in your mercy, Holy One, hold us in community with one another. Nurture a spirit of abundant hospitality and intentional inclusion among us, welcoming the gifts of adults and children. Inspire creative visions for our life together. Lord, in your mercy. Holy One, we remember in thanksgiving all those who have died. Wipe away our tears and comfort us with the promise of everlasting life in you. Lord, in your mercy. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to heal you, before you to lead you, behind you to guide you, and above you to bless you. And may the blessing of God most wonderful, whom all the saints have trusted as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and evermore. Amen. I hope you have a blessed week as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's mission our mission.
That's what we get to do.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.